the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your interventions in our situations. Thank you for your blessings we have received. Thank you for your helps you have poured out upon us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for giving us peace in our hearts and minds. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for fighting for us in our battles. Thank you for controlling the affairs of our lives to align with your will and desires. Thank you for moving us forward on every side. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for doors you have opened unto us. Even those doors we cannot see, but we still see. Thank you, Father. Thank you for meeting us at the point of our needs. You have not allowed us to lack any good thing. Thank you for being a caring Father to us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for defending your will and purposes in our lives. Thank you for becoming an enemy to our enemies. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your commitment to answering our prayers, visiting us, healing us, delivering us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your commitment to this ministry. Thank you because as many of us who trust you, we have never been put to shame. Thank you, Lord. I ask, Father, that as we would be spending some time here in your presence to seek your face, to pray, to worship, O Lord, show us mercy. Forgive our sins. Help us from your throne. Bless us greatly. And let your name be forever glorified. Thank you, Lord, for we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to be worshiping God through songs, praising Him through songs. Call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will Call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. Unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee, you are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Doing wonders, alleluia. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee. You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, alleluia. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glory of His God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great. How great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great. Every eye will see how great. Is our God. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You're glorious, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You shall die, you are glorious, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Adonai, we worship you. Son of God, you are so good. Almighty God, hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. Adonai, Adonai, we worship you. Son of God, you are so good. Almighty God, hallowed be your name. Your dominion is forevermore. Who is wonderful? It's Jesus. Who is powerful? It's Jesus. Who is mighty? It's Jesus. Who is glorious? It's Jesus. Who is merciful? It's Jesus. Who is wonderful? It's Jesus. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord. Sing it, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord. Singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you know why I believe in Jesus? Do you know why he's so great? After 3 days, he rose from the dead. I've never seen a God who rose from the dead like Jesus Christ. Do you know why I believe in Jesus? Do you know why he's so great? After 3 days, he rose from the dead. I've never seen a God who rose from the dead like Jesus Christ. That is why he is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, he is Lord. He is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. Oh, he has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Savior. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God, lift up your name. God, lift up your name. Lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. No one like Jesus from east to west. No other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. You are Yahweh, hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, hey, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, 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 Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh, 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 Alpha, Omega, you are Yahweh. Alpha, Omega, yes, you are the Lord, Most High, yes, you are the Lord, Most High, yes, you are the Lord, the Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, the Most High, all sufficient God. Yes, you are the Lord, the Most High, the Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, the Most High, all sufficient God, the Most High. All sufficient God, the Most High. You are who you are, yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never change, you never fail. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me. Jesus, you are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life, and I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to fail. You are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself. You've proven yourself in my life, and I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Oh, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. King of Israel, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God. Lion of Judah, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You never fail, you never change. You are covenant keeping God. Miracle worker, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Mighty man of war, you are covenant keeping God. Father, we say, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God is alive. Amen. Is alive. Jesus is alive. Forever is alive. Amen. Is alive. Amen. In our lives. Jesus is alive, forever he's alive, amen. Oh, he's alive, amen. In my life, Jesus is alive, forever he's alive, amen. I will praise him from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting, I will praise you from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting, we will praise him from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting, we will praise him from. Oh, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, Jesus, everlasting to everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. For this God, he is our God, forever and ever. He shall be our God from now even till the end. For this God is our God. For this God is our God forever, forever and ever. He shall be our God. He shall be our God from now even till the end. Hallelujah, Hosanna. 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 Sing it. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Sing it. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Oh, hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Praise the Lord. Begin to worship Him. Glorify Him. Praise Him. Adore Him. Magnify Him. Exalt Him. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings. He is the King of Glory. The King of the Earth. The King of the Universe. The King of Israel. Worship Him. The first and the last. The Alpha and Omega. The one who was and is to come. He is before all things, and by Him all things are held together. Worship Him. He controls times and seasons. He decrees and they appear. He speaks and His words come to pass. He make all things beautiful in His time. Worship Him. Glorify Him. He is higher than all. Greater than all. Wiser than all. Stronger than all. Mightier than all. He's better than all. Worship Him. For without Him was nothing made that was made. Life is in Him. And that life is the light of men. Worship Him. Glorify Him. Magnify Him. We praise You, Father. We praise You, El Elyon. We praise You, Adonai. We praise You, Most High. We praise You, Father. You're our healer, our helper, our savior, our restorer, our defender, our provider, our deliverer. You're our strength, you're our health, you're our sufficiency. We praise You, Lord. You are the life that keeps us alive. We worship You, Father. You are the one who rescues us from shame and disgrace. You are the one who fights our battles. You are the one who meets us at the point of our needs. You are the one who solves difficult problems. You make ways where it appears there is no way. You bring waters out of deserts. You make impossible things possible. You do mighty miracles to shock the world and unbelievers. We praise You, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amén. Amén. We're going to thank God with this prayer. We're going to say, Father, thank you for your deliverance I have experienced. Thank you for breaking my captivities into pieces. Thank you for setting me free. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Say thank you, Father, for your deliverance that I have experienced. Thank you for your freedom that has happened to me, happened in me. Freedom in my soul, freedom in my spirit, freedom in my body. Thank you, Father. You have delivered me from the powers of darkness. You have delivered me from sin. You have delivered me from death and grave. Thank you for your deliverance I have experienced in my life and situations. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for your deliverance that have happened in my life. Thank you, Father, for your breakthroughs that have happened in my life. Thank you, Father, for your healing and health that have happened in my life. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in me and around me. Thank you, Jesus, for your restoration that have happened to me. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for putting to shame those who want me to be put to shame. You're going to say, Father, thank you for putting to shame those who want me to be put to shame. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Because there are personalities that are excited when they see you getting shamed. There are personalities that are so eager to see you put to shame. But God has disappointed them. Say, Father, thank you for putting to shame those who want me to be put to shame. Thank you for disgracing them. Thank you, Father, for putting to shame the forces of darkness, the agents of darkness, the powers of hell, the powers of the Antichrist that want me to be put to shame. Thank you, Lord, for putting them to shame. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank him. going to say, thank you, Lord. For doing your works in me to prepare me for greatness. You can say, Father, thank you for doing your works in me to prepare me for greatness. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Everything God has been doing in you, all the dealings of the Lord in your life, the corrections, the guidance, the directions, the chastisements, the disciplines, it is to prepare you for greatness. The trainings, the sufferings, the difficulties the Lord have allowed to happen in your life, they are to prepare you for greatness. So you are going to say, thank you, Lord, for doing your works in me to prepare me for greatness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for doing your secret works in me, hidden works in me, mighty works in me to prepare me for greatness. Thank you, Jesus, for doing everything to prepare me for greatness. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank God. You're going to say, Father, thank you for opening a new chapter of my life. Thank you for opening a new chapter of my life. A new chapter of glory. A new chapter of increase. A new chapter of success. A new chapter of blessings. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, thank you, Father, for opening the new chapter of my life. Thank you for putting me to a new season of abundance. A new season of joy, a new season of victories, a new season of celebration, a new season of blessings and honor, a new season of greatness and glory. Thank you for putting me into a new season of experiencing your encounters and visitations, a new season of seeing great divine revelations. Thank you for putting me into such a new season. Thank you, Father, for opening a new chapter of my life. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, teach me how to generate strength from my inside in times of weakness, in times of war. Say, Father, teach me how to generate strength. Guide me on how to generate strength from within me in times of weaknesses and in times of war against the enemy. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, oh Lord, teach me how to generate strength from within my spirit. Teach me how to be strong in times of war against darkness, in times of battles against the enemy, in times of weaknesses, in times of sicknesses. Lord, teach me how to generate strength from within my spirit. Teach me how to generate strength. Teach me how to connect with your strength. Teach me how to connect with your power. Teach me how to connect with your strength in times of war against the enemy, during warfare against forces of darkness. Teach me how to connect with your weapons in the name of Jesus. Teach me, Father, in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. I have told you before that there is always a way out in the midst of any negative situation you find yourself. There is always a way out. All you need is to look within you, look within your spirit. That is where the breakthrough is. You think the breakthrough is on the outside, is a lie. The breakthrough is always on your inside. The victory is always on your inside. Now, so in whatever situation you find yourself, look inside your spirit. Don't look outside. The breakthrough is not on the outside. And I'm going to show you from the Bible. The breakthrough is not on the outside. Is on the inside. I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Did you see that? It says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, that is beyond abundant, beyond enough, is able to do beyond what we ask or think. And how is he going to do that? It says, according to the power that worketh we in us. It didn't say the power that worketh outside of us. It said in us. In us. Yeah. So when you find yourself in any situation, whether a depressing situation, and you begin to see yourself depressed or a sorrowful situation or a confusing situation, whatever is the situation, don't look outside. Don't look for the breakthrough outside. Don't look for the way out, for the victory outside. Look inside. That is where your breakthrough is. Because the kingdom of God is within you. Look within. Because the Spirit of God is in you. That means the kingdom of God is in you. Because the presence of God is in you. That means the kingdom of God in its fullness is in you. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do not let me forget to look for victory inside my spirit whenever I face battles, whenever I face challenges, whenever I face trying situations, whenever I face hard circumstances. Lord, remember me to look within my spirit. Open your mouth and pray like that. Yeah, because Christians, they forget to do this. They would have made a lot of mistakes and they would have even complicated their situations or their problems before they remember to look within their spirit. Say, oh Lord, help me to always remember to look within my spirit for victory whenever I face battles of life, whenever I face challenges, whenever I face hard times, whenever I face the enemy, help me to look for victory that is inside my spirit. Help me, Father. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I have also mentioned it here before, how a pastor said, I was listening to that pastor preaching. He said that there is always a word from God in our spirit for every situation. Yeah, so he said the reason why we pray the Spirit, or maybe I should say, he said one of the reasons why we pray the Spirit is to receive a word from the Lord for that time that we are in. At that moment, we find ourselves. For that situation, we have found ourselves. So he said there is a word from the Lord in our spirit. An instruction, an inspiration, a direction, an understanding from the Lord within our spirits for that present time that we have found ourselves. But many Christians don't know how to get that word. Many Christians don't even know how to pray in the Spirit. Yeah. So there is a word in your spirit for your present situation. That word is not in the spirit of your pastor or in the spirit of your prophet. No. It's in your spirit. Yeah. Because some people will be waiting for the pastor to come and give them a word, or a prophet to come and give them a word. Well, God does that whenever He chooses. Yeah, because the pastor will not speak a prophetic word when he has not heard anything from God. Yeah, it is wrong to speak when the Lord is not speaking or has not spoken. Yeah, so that word is in your spirit. All you need is to connect with it, is to find it, and then follow it. So once you are able to find that word and follow that word and hold onto that word, you will overcome. It is certain that you will overcome. I know what I'm talking about. A lot of testimonies I have concerning this. So you're going to pray. You need to be able to pray until you get that word from the Lord. And it's inside your spirit. It is the word for the hour. The word for that time you have. The word for that moment you have. And for the situation that surrounds you. You're going to say, Father, empower me to be able to pray in the Spirit. To connect with your word that you have placed in my spirit for every situation I find myself, for every hour, for every moment. Oh Lord, empower me to pray in the spirit until I get that word. Open your mouth and begin to pray right now. Begin to pray right now. Say, oh Lord, fill me with fire to be able to pray and receive the timely words you have planted in my spirit. The word for every situation I find myself. The word of instructions, the word of direction, the word of faith, the word you have placed in my spirit for every situation I find myself. Empower me, O Lord, to pray and connect with the word in the name of Jesus. Empower me, O Lord. Empower me, O Lord. Empower me, O Lord, to pray and connect with that word. The word you have placed in my spirit to follow so as to overcome difficult situations. The revelation you have placed in my spirit. The understanding you have placed in my spirit. The faith, the living faith you have placed in my spirit. The direction you have placed in my spirit. For me to follow so as to overcome negative situations. Oh Lord, empower me to be able to find them. Empower me to pray and connect with them right now in the name of Jesus. Empower me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Maybe you don't really know the value of what I'm talking about. Is it just a word from the Lord can change your life forever? Just a word from the Lord can reposition your life for greatness. Just a word from the Lord can set you on a platform from where you will continue to rise and rise and rise and rise forever and never go down. That is how powerful the words from the Lord are. I'm talking of revelational word from the Lord that you get when you look within your spirit. Yeah. And by following that word, there is no limit to how far you will go. There is no limit to how successful you will be. So you are going to pray. Yeah, I don't know why Christians love to walk in darkness. Yeah, when there is a great light within them. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness that surrounds my life, that is blocking my spiritual sensitivity. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness upon me. That is blocking my spiritual sensitivity to what the Lord is saying. My spiritual sensitivity to the word of the Lord in my spirit. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Nehajete hatibadishila. Nihose so bandro shekidela, tashte da deneba teheshtida. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness upon me, every darkness that has surrounded me and is blocking my spiritual sensitivity to what the Lord is saying. Blocking my spiritual sensitivity from receiving a word from the Lord, from receiving messages from the Lord, directions from the Lord, guidance from the Lord, instructions from the Lord, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Consume them now. I believe you're praying like that. Tashata has handeshtagala. Right now. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying this prayer. passionately. The fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every darkness on me, every darkness upon me that is blocking my spiritual sensitivity. In the name of Jesus, destroy them all. Every darkness that has surrounded me, blocking my spiritual sensitivity. From hearing what the Lord is saying to me per time. From receiving words from the Lord, instructions from the Lord, guidance from the Lord, directions from the Lord, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, destroy the darkness. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy such darkness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to keep that hand on your head, your right hand on your head. You know, the Bible said something, the Bible says, man shall not live by bread alone. I believe you have read that in your Bible. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Do you know the meaning of that? Yeah. It's saying that God intentionally made the Israelites go through hunger and sufferings and lack to humble them so that they can understand and know that man does not live by bread only. So he took bread away from them to show them that man don't live by bread. That there is something greater than bread. And is able to give any man survivor. There is something greater than bread, than money, that is able to give any man survivor. So he wanted them to look for that which is greater. That was why he took bread away from them. He wanted them to look for what is greater. But they couldn't, because they were so blind. They couldn't find what he was showing them. Yeah, in fact, many of them began to complain and to murmur against God. Yeah, it was the prayer of their leader that saved them. The prayer of Moses. Yeah. So if you think your deliverance from poverty is in the bank or in the bank account, you are missing it. Yeah, in fact, you have missed it. Yeah, if you think your survival is according to the food you have bought from the market and put inside your house, you are missing it. Yeah. So the truth remains that man does not live by bread alone. So there is something greater than bread, and that is inside your spirit. He said, man shall live by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. Man shall live by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. So when you hear that word and you follow it, that word will create bread for you. That word will bring bread for you. It will bring things out of nothing. If you can trust that word enough and follow that word, you will lack nothing. And you will always move forward. And you will always succeed. And this word I'm talking about here is inside your spirit. Inside your spirit. God is speaking. He's speaking to you. God is speaking about everything you're going through. He's speaking about your situations. Have you heard what he's saying? Can you hear what he's saying? In fact, this word, to me, is the most important. I value that word more than anything. Yeah. I value that word more than anything. Yeah. Having that word is just enough for me. Yeah, I don't care whether I have anything, I mean physical thing or not. But as long as I can hear that word that proceed out of his mouth, is enough for me. You are going to pray. And this is where many of us are getting it wrong. In our Christian journey. And I don't want you to get it wrong. Man will only live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Don't let anyone deceive you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, wake up my spiritual senses. Wake up all my spiritual senses to be able to receive this word of life that guarantees my survival and prosperity and greatness. Say, oh Lord, wake up all my spiritual senses. This matter is very serious. I hope you can have a glimpse of how serious this is to your Christian journey. I hope you can know. Say, Father, open our, wake up all my spiritual senses to be able to receive this word of life that guarantees my survival and prosperity and greatness in life. Wake up all my spiritual senses. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Wake up all my spiritual senses that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live by every word. Oh Lord, wake up all my spiritual senses. Revive all my spiritual senses. Thank you, Lord. Activate all my spiritual senses to receive this word of life that guarantees my survival and success and breakthroughs and victory and prosperity and greatness. Oh Lord, wake up my spirit man to be able to receive this word. To be able to receive this word, your living word. Wake up my spiritual senses to be able to receive this word that is able to set me on the path of greatness. To be able to receive this word that is able to make me great and rich and wealthy and successful. Wake up all my spiritual senses. To be able to receive this word of life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Do you know the reason why the Israelites could not get that word? Because of their own belief. They were so full of unbelief. That was why they could not get that word. And that was why they began to misbehave. God will not speak to you when you are so full of unbelief. He will not speak to you. That is what I know about God. When you are so full of doubt and unbelief, you will not hear this word. So because of unbelief, their focus was not on the Lord. Their focus was on the bread. So they kept on shouting, give us bread. We want bread. We want bread. Our cattle, our animals are suffering. Give us food. We want food. I need this. I need that. Maybe that is where your focus is too. You're always saying, I need this. I want that. This is the next thing I want. That is the next thing I need. And God is saying, there is something greater that you should focus on. God is saying you should focus on this word of life, this living word that is that is coming out of his mouth. God is saying, you hear that word and follow that word. But you are busy focusing on, I need clothes. I need this. You know, we always need many things. Yeah. But what we really need is the word of life that comes from the mouth of the Lord. But our own belief will not let us listen for that word. Yeah, because we believe in what we see than what we don't see. May God forgive this generation, because unbelief is one of the greatest sins God hates so much. Unbelief. In fact, Jesus called the disciples, he called them perverse. I don't know if you have read that place in your Bible. Yeah, because they did not have faith. He called them perverse generation. Yeah. He said they are perverse generation because they have unbelief. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness in my mind, feeding me with unbelief and doubts and fear. Destroy every darkness in my mind, feeding me with unbelief, making it difficult for me to trust God and to wait on God. We will wait on God if we trust Him. Failure to wait on God means you don't trust Him. Yeah, you need someone to tell you the truth. Failure to wait on God means that you don't trust God. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness feeding my mind with unbelief, with fear, with doubt, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy. Deje atashta patengala. Nioshtege teju sadabala. Destroy every darkness feeding my mind with unbelief. Feeding my mind with faithlessness, with fear, with doubt. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. Right now, right now. The harsh shenet tashda. The hekude shenetala. Destroy them all. Right now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness feeding my mind. With fear, with unbelief, with doubts. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Destroy them all. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Just going to pray. You know, you're about to start, or maybe you have already started the next half of this year. We have already finished the first half of this year. Now we are entering into the next half of this year. Now your life can just continue the same way it is. If you don't get it right at this point, yeah, your situation can just continue the way it is, and you experience no changes. If you don't get it right at this point, and what exactly must you get right? You must agree with me that the key to your greatness is inside your spirit man. The keys to your greatness, to your victory, is inside your spirit man, and you must find it through prayers. You must connect with those keys through prayers, through faith, through fastings, through devotion, commitment to God and to the things of His kingdom. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, baptize me with the spirit of prayer so that I can produce my greatness from the place of prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, baptize me with the spirit of prayer so that I can create my greatness. I can produce my greatness. I can give birth to my greatness from the place of prayer. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. It says, according to the power that is working in us. That is how we will see God give us exceeding abundantly beyond what we ask. That is how we will see God give us beyond our requests and desires. How? According to the power that is working in us. Say, oh Lord, baptize me with the spirit of prayer so that I will be able to produce my greatness from the place of prayer. It is from the place of prayer you will change your life. It is by engaging with that power that is working in you that you will change your life. There is no shortcut to these things. We are just lazy Christians, faithless Christians, prayerless Christians. But you have to change. You have to change now. You have to change now. Say, oh Lord, baptize me with the spirit of prayer so that I can give birth to my greatness from the place of prayer. According to your power that is working in me. According to your presence that is working in me. According to your grace that is working in me. According to your glory and dominion that is working in me. According to your victory that is working in me, Lord, empower me with the spirit of prayer and supplication to give birth to my greatness through prayers in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Sometime ago, a brother from Dublin, in Europe, he asked me a question. He said, "Which verse of the Bible do you like the most?" And it is this verse that I told him, because I've seen it work practically in my own life. It's this verse in Ephesians 3 verse 20. "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." There is power in you. You are just being lazy to bring it out. There is great power in you. Great power in you. Great power in you. You are going to pray. You're going to say, "Lord Jesus, stir up your power and fire that is in me till it takes over my life and transform my life." Say, "Lord Jesus, stir up your power and fire that is in me till it take over my life and transform my entire life." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Lahasha de kushina nisha tesh dubada. Stir up, O Lord, your power that is in me. Your power that is in me. Stir up that power. Stir up that power. Stir up that power. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let your power rise from within me. Let your fire rise from within me. Let it take over my life. Let it transform my life. Let it envelop my life. Let it change my life. Your power that is within me. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Stir up that power. Stir up that fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Some believers, they were shocked. They were shocked when they went on evangelism in a mission field, and they saw demon possessed people, and then they were casting out demons. They have never cast. They have never. Is it casted? I should say. They have never cast out demons before. Yeah, but they were shocked that they commanded demons to come out in the name of Jesus, and demons, and those demons obeyed and came out. So they were like, "So does that mean I have this power?" Yeah, they never knew they could do that. Yeah, but it was evident that they have been carrying the power all the time. Yeah, And it's just sitting in their spirit. That power is just sitting inside their spirit, dormant. Yeah. So they were surprised. They thought, those demonstrations is for big pastors, general overseers. Yeah, they thought casting out devils is for some anointed people. So they never knew that that power has been inside them from the day they gave their lives to Jesus. So they never knew that power to cast out devils has been in them. Yeah, even the power to heal the sick has been in them. Yeah, but the fear, the unbelief has made them powerless. Yeah, despite that, great power is in them. They killed that power through their fear and unbelief. Yeah, there was this woman also, she wrote a book. Yeah. And she wrote a book about dealing with demons and forces of darkness and unclean spirit. Yeah. So she was going to experiment the power that is in her, the power of Jesus. Yeah. So she was in a place and people were quarreling and fighting. Maybe two people, they were fighting, quarreling. There was conflict there. So she just withdrew herself. She went into the toilet. Yeah. And then inside the toilet, she began to say, I bind you, spirit of conflict, you spirit of anger, you spirit of quarreling that is going on in this place. I bind you now in the name of Jesus. Now, the people quarreling, they did not know what she was doing in the toilet. Now, by the time she would open the door and come out, the people have stopped fighting. Yeah. And they just suddenly made peace with one another. So she was like, so this thing work so fast like this. So she was like, so the power in the name of Jesus works just like instantly. Yeah. So this is how powerful you are. Now that woman was not any pastor or prophet or apostle. She's just a normal Christian like you and I. So this is how powerful you are. Yeah. But the God of this world, Satan, has blindfolded many Christians from knowing this power that is in us, the power of Jesus. There are other stories, but there's no time. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let every cage of darkness that is making me to function below divine requirements, making me to function below God's expectation, making me to function below God's requirements, breaking pieces right now, every cage of darkness, limitation of darkness that have captured me, that is making me to function lesser than who I am in Christ Jesus. Break in pieces right now. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. You are more powerful than you think. You are greater than you think. I tell you the truth. Say, let that cage break in pieces right now. Every cage of darkness that have captured me, making me to function below God's requirements, making me to function below God's expectations, breaking pieces now, break in pieces now, break in pieces now, thank you, Lord. Now, in the name of Jesus, break in pieces. Break in pieces. Begin to say, my spirit man, you shall function according to God's expectation. My soul, you shall function according to God's requirements. My body, you shall function according to God's expectations. My destiny shall manifest in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My calling shall manifest according to God's expectation in the name of Jesus. My career shall manifest according to God's requirements in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The level many Christians have now, I mean, the level many Christians have spiritually and even physically is not where they should be. They should have passed this level. They should have passed the level that they have. And it's not God that is keeping them to the level they are. You want to ask me who is keeping them? It is they themselves. Not God and not Satan, they themselves are the ones who have kept themselves at the level they are now. How I wish you would just wake up and become uncomfortable with the level you are now, because there's a higher level you should have reached. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I disagree with the level Satan has kept me, with the level laziness, weaknesses have kept me. You're going to say, I disagree. I break out of that level. I break out of such levels. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I disagree with every level witchcraft have kept me. Demons have kept me. Laziness have kept me. Sin have kept me. Every level Satan, sickness have kept me. I disagree with that level. I break out. I break break free right now in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Say, I break free right now. I break free right now. I break free right now. Every level of fear have kept me. Selfishness, self-centeredness have kept me. Pride have kept me. I break out of that level right now in the name of Jesus. I break out of the level into a higher level in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, Father, separate me from everything I am attached to that have slowed down my journey in life, that have slowed down my journey to fulfillment of destiny, my journey to success, my journey to greatness. Oh Lord, separate me. Separate me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Separate me from whatever I am attached to. Whoever I am attached to. Wherever I am attached to. That have slowed down my journey to greatness. My journey to victory, my journey to success. Separate me now, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Separate me, Father. Separate me, Father, from whatever I am attached to, whoever I am attached to, wherever I am attached to, that have slowed down my journey to greatness, my journey to higher level, my journey to success. Separate me now in the name of Jesus. Father, separate me now. Thank you, Lord. Separate me now from those things. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there are things some of you are holding onto so firm that you don't need in your destiny. You are holding on to things that is not relevant to your destiny, not relevant to your purpose. Yeah, your purpose in life. Yeah, and that is why you are not getting there. You are not getting to where God wants you to be. You are holding on to things that you don't need. Yeah. You're going to pray. Yeah, some people might, you know, they even hold so firm onto relationships. They don't need people, they don't need in their lives to fulfill destiny. Yeah, some people, they will hold on to a job they don't need. Yeah, and as long as they remain in that job, they will not be able to move higher. Yeah, so I don't know what is it you are holding on to. It could be anything. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Oh Lord, reopen my eyes to see whatever I am holding on to so tight, so firm, that is stopping me from moving forward, stopping me from going higher in fulfilling destiny. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see those things so that I can drop them." Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, "Oh Lord, show me the things I am holding on to so tightly, so strongly, so firm. That is the reason why I have not made any significant progress in my life, calling, and destiny. Lord, open my eyes to see them so that I can drop them. I can give them up. Open my eyes, Jesus. Open my eyes, Jesus." Some people, they hold on to the things that happened in the past, the things that happened some years ago, dead years, years that are already gone. I don't know what you're holding on to. Say, "Oh Lord, open my eyes to discover the things I am holding on to so tightly, so strongly, that is drawing me back in fulfilling destiny, that is bringing me down from rising to the place of manifestation. Open my eyes to see them. Open my eyes to see them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have six more prayer points. Then we will round off the session. Yeah, my focus is still on that verse. According to the power that worketh in us. You're going to pray. Jesus said, "Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." If that power is going to be activated in you, we have to check where your passion is, where your hunger is, where your thirst is. Yeah. What is it that you are so passionate for? What is it that you are seeking after? What is it that you have deep and serious hunger for? Yeah, that would tell if you're going to walk in power. Yeah, is it spiritual things that you are always hungry for, or is it the things of this world? So that will determine If this power will be activated in you, what you are hungry for, you're going to pray. And of course, you know the answer. The power will be activated as much as you have this hunger for the things above, for the things in God. Yeah, not for earthly things. Yeah. Then you will get earthly things because of heavenly things. So God gives us earthly things because of heavenly things. Yeah, not vice versa. Not heavenly things because of earthly things. So when your focus is on heavenly things, you will have earthly things effortlessly. Yeah. May God give you wisdom. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, from today, my hunger and deep desire shall be for God, shall be for the things above, for the things in God's kingdom. In the name of Jesus, I begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. That is how this power will be activated. Some people, they are looking for God's power so that they can use it to satisfy their carnal desires. God will never give you that power. Yeah, some because they want to be famous, they want to boast, they want to show their pride. God will never give power for those things. So in the name of Jesus, from today, my hunger and deepest desires shall be for things above. Shall be for things above. When your hunger is for heavenly things, you will give up earthly things because of heavenly things. You will cut off many things from your life, because they will stop you from getting heavenly things. So from today, you will give up many distractions that is in your life, many engagements that is not heavenly relevant. Say from today, my hunger and passion and deepest desires shall be for heavenly things, shall be for the things in God's kingdom, shall be for the will of God, shall be for the mind of God, shall be for God's righteousness. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You are going to pray. The power of God that is in you is able to illuminate your vision. able to illuminate your mind so that you'll be able to understand why you are here, why you are still alive in this world, and what to do with your life. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God in me begin to illuminate my eyes, illuminate my mind, illuminate my understanding, so that I can know what the Lord wants me to do for Him as I journey through this earth. Open your mouth and pray like that, so that I can understand what the will of the Lord for my life is. Thank you, Lord. So that I can understand what the mind of God for my life is, for my destiny is. In the name of Jesus. So let the power of God in me begin to illuminate my spiritual sight. Let the power of God in me begin to illuminate my mind. Illuminate, enlighten, that's another word for illumination. Let the power of God in me begin to enlighten my mind, enlighten my understanding, so that I can know why I have been created by God and why I have been placed in this world and what to do with my life and with my time and with my days. Let the power of God in me begin to illuminate my understanding, to know what to do with my life, to know what to do with my days, to know what to do with opportunities that surrounds me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, in this month of July, nothing shall be able to stop me. Nothing shall be able to stop me from moving forward. Yeah, you're prophesying. You're going to say, in this month of July, nothing, no power shall be able to stop me from moving forward, from prospering, from succeeding, from excelling. Nothing shall be able to stop me from possessing my possessions. No one shall be able to stop me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, in this month of July, no power shall be able to stop me. No witchcraft shall be able to stop me. No government shall be able to stop me. In the name of Jesus, I shall break all limitations. I shall possess my possessions. Thank you, Lord. I shall reach places I haven't reached in my life before. I shall ascend into heights, heights I haven't reached before. In the name of Jesus, nothing shall stop me. Nothing shall stop me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, as I journey through this new month, the gates of hell shall not prevail over my life and family. You're going to say, as I journey through this new month, the gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates of hell shall not be able to swallow me and my family. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, as I journey through this new month, the gates of hell shall not prevail over my soul, over my spirit, over my body, over my family, over my spouse, over my children, over my grandchildren. The gates of hell shall not prevail over my life, over my parents, over my family members. The gates of hell shall not prevail. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Spirit of the Living God, make me rule over the forces of darkness that have been controlling my life for years. You're going to say, Spirit of the Living God, from today, make me rule over. Make me dominate. Make me subdue the forces of darkness that have been controlling my life for years. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Make me rule over. Make me oppress them. Make me rule over the forces of darkness that have been controlling my life for years. Manipulating my life, manipulating my days, manipulating my emotions, my thoughts for years. Spirit of the Living God, make me rule over them. Make me rule over them. Make me rule over them. Make me stronger than them. Make me overpower them. Make me subdue them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy every ancestral demon that have been mobilized to stop me from fulfilling destiny. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and consume every ancestral demon. Ancestral demon is a demon that is working in your bloodline, meaning that your parents suffered under that demon. Your grandparents, your great-grandparents, everyone in your generational lineage, they all suffered under that demon. That is ancestral demon. So you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and destroy every ancestral demon mobilized to stop me from fulfilling destiny. Destroy them. Begin to pray like that. Arrest and destroy them. Arrest and consume them. Arrest and consume them. Lehasha teketashdenana. Deharushte ketojida. Behando sajubalagala. The director shigara. Right now in the name of Jesus. Lejuje satashda. Tihode gulushinetala. Right now in the name of Jesus. Arrest and consume them now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and consume them. Ancestral demons mobilized to stop me from fulfilling my calling. Ancestral demons mobilized to stop me from becoming who God says I am. Ancestral demons mobilized to stop me from fulfilling my purpose in life. Be consumed by fire of the Holy Ghost. Be consumed now. Be consumed now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of the universe, we worship you. Ancient of days, Lord of hosts, Almighty God, we adore you, for you are so great. We praise you, for you don't change. You don't diminish. You don't reduce in power. You don't reduce in strength and authority and dominion. But you increase. Always be highly exalted, be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask that your mercy speak for everyone here right now. Let your mercy speak for everyone here, everyone hearing my voice right now in Jesus' name. Let your grace be sufficient in every life. Make your grace sufficient for everyone here in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that in this new month, give us great surprises. Everyone in this ministry, give us great surprises. Show us how faithful you are. Show us how strong and mighty you are. Do so in Jesus' name. I pray for you that in the day of your visitation, you will not misbehave in the name of Jesus. In the day of God's touch, you will not fail him in the name of Jesus. The grace to always look within your spirit for timely words from the Lord as you journey through this head. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. And as you look within your spirit for God's instructions and voice and directions, I pray that he will speak to you in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen.